online, and he came to visit. So this is a rare occasion that he's this many miles over from Hawaii to be here with us today. Amen. So we wanted to, and also we want to pray for the young man's continuance in education, and we're blessed that he's here with us today, and that's a milestone. It's a great achievement. Amen. Amen. So thank you. Just wanted to introduce our guests there and let them know who some of you are. Amen. So we're going to go right ahead, and Jono, I guess I'll have you read that introduction. It's over here. I think I set one over there for you. And I'll go ahead and have a reading of the word here first, the scriptures themselves. And we're going to take a look right here in the book of Joshua for our Old Testament scripture reading. You'll find this in the book of Joshua. And I'm looking a little thin on this one. I guess I hope it's working. It seems like it should be. I'm seeing something on the meter here. We won't worry about it. Joshua chapter number 2 is our Old Testament scripture reading today, verses 8 to 15. And it reads like this. Joshua 2 and 8. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And we heard it, and our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God, in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and spare my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters with all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death. So the men said to her, our lives for your lives. If you do not tell this business of ours, it shall come about when the Lord gives you the land, gives us the land, that we will deal kindly and faithfully with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window from her house, for her house was on the city wall, so that she was living on the wall. We've read selected verses, Joshua chapter 2, verses 8 to 15. That is our Old Testament scripture reading. New Testament scripture reading is Romans chapter 4, verse 7 to 17. Romans 4 and 7, blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account. Is this blessing then upon the circumcised or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say faith was reckoned to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it reckoned, while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all who believe without being circumcised.